a little bit of inside access here. We're inside a production meeting. Look what's going on behind us. Kind of. The production meetings are over. To tell us about production meetings and Vikings and Packers, we have a Hall of Famer, a Super Bowl winner. It's Troy Aikman. Thanks for joining us again, Troy.
Yeah, you bet.
What do you think about this game?
Well, it's a great game. You know, I mean, we cover a lot of good games, of course, during the season. But, you know, this time of year, you know, within the division and it being such a meaningful division game with a Packers team and a Vikings team, great rivalry, of course. The Vikings are playing well with a five-game win streak, and then the Packers have been struggling. We've seen them the last couple of weeks. But it's good to be here in Minnesota and getting ready for what is a significant game for this point in the year.
An offense constructed by Norv Turner that features a great running back. You're familiar with that.
Yeah.
So we're going to get to that in a little bit. But first, when a quarterback looks at Mike Zimmer's defense right now, what does he see?
Well, you see a lot of multiple looks. You know, he doesn't just get locked into one particular thing, mixes up coverages, brings a lot of pressure, you know, once he gets you to third downs. And, you know, that's where he thrives. He's not afraid to bring it. You know, covering a lot of these teams around the league, you don't see quite as much of the multiple looks that he shows. And what I see is a defense that's doing a lot of what I saw when he was at Cincinnati. And they've got good players. I mean, this is a talented defensive team. And then collectively, they really are playing outstanding.
All right, and the offense with your buddy Norv Turner and with Adrian Peterson, how do you think they're going right now?
Well, they're playing to their strengths, of course. And you know, anytime you have Adrian Peterson on your team, that's a real strength. And he was terrific last week. He's been terrific this season. I'm amazed at how well he is running the football and how quick and explosive he looks. And I know there were some concerns coming into the year with some of the injuries up front along the offensive line and moving things around. But, you know, they've been able to hold it together. And so they've put the threat of the running game, you know, back into their offense. And then that creates some opportunities that, quite frankly, they haven't been able to take advantage of yet in the passing game. But I see that coming. And so I see an offense with some real playmakers at the wideout position, some fast guys that I like. I, you know, didn't know a lot about Stephon Diggs until the last couple of weeks, and I like him a lot. And I've been a fan of Bridgewater since he came into the league. So I think they play complementary football, and it's good.
Yeah. And last question was about Teddy. The gaudy numbers aren't there, but they might not be asking him to make those gaudy numbers, those big box scores. But how about in some of the clutch moments?
Yeah, and I think that really is what the position ultimately comes down to. You know, you take a guy like Cam Newton, for instance. He doesn't have the gaudy numbers. And I think sometimes in this fantasy world that we're in, we pay too much attention to that, or at least we try to determine a player's ability and his success on what the numbers indicate without actually watching the player. And I think that's a disservice to a guy like Teddy Bridgewater. I like him a lot. They are going to rely on the running game as they should. He has made plays when he's had to make plays. And the most important thing is that he's won. And I think at the end of the day, that's how quarterbacks are judged. And with that in mind, he's having a heck of a year.
All right. Thanks, Troy. Stay warm. Have a good game Sunday. All right.
Thank you.